Track 18, the last word. Here comes Neil Haverson, so it must be near the end of this month's Just Talk. Neil has a very serious and important tale to tell. So behave.
They say I'm not as well face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate.
Now, don't snigger at what I'm about to tell you. It's not funny. Although I have to say, when Mrs. H told her shopping mate about it, she did rather chuckle. Okay, take a deep breath and grab something solid. Last week, Mrs. H bit her tongue so badly she was unable to talk. Oh, now, come on, I said it wasn't funny. I mean, poor old thing was in agony. I found her in the bathroom, twisting her head this way and that as she attempted to inspect the damage in a hand mirror. When she saw me, she opened her mouth as wide as she could, pulled back her lips, thrust out her tongue, and invited me to have a look at the injury. I must say, it was not a pretty sight. You don't realise just how lethal teeth can be until you do something like that. But there was an upside for me, though. I was able to get away with murder. She did try to maintain smooth running at Shady Pines, but I couldn't understand much of what she said. And no, I wasn't being obtuse. I didn't deliberately misunderstand her. As if. Telephone calls to Shady Pines were probably the shortest since records began. Either Mrs. H was unable to take them, so callers were treated to a brief chat with me, or they listened to Mrs. H snorting down the line at them and quickly gave it up as a bad job. After a day or two, I did become quite expert in translating her Neanderthal grunts. To avoid jaw movement, which obviously hurt, these were delivered via the nose, with most words prefixed with an H. I'm hung, who hey, ha ha, oh he, translates as, I'm going to make a cup of tea. When she bit into her tongue, she was eating, something that became almost impossible. To maintain nourishment, the Pines menu had dishes that required little or no chewing and would find their own way down the throat with minimum of swallowing. I was dispatched to the chemist to find something to dull the pain. It was with some difficulty I looked at the pharmacist in the eye and said, My wife has bitten her tongue and can't speak. Can you recommend anything? There must have been 101 answers to this question, but after the faintest twitch of the lips, she became serious and produced some gel that contains anaesthetic which would numb the area temporarily. I hastened back to Mrs. H, who was going about her duties with her jaw fixed in a position which caused the least grief. Until, that is, she applied the gel. Then she had a look on her face as if she had eaten something nasty. That's horrible, she whinged. I think I hargling with hot water. Translated, that was, that's horrible. I think I'll try gargling with salt water. Over the next day or two, her tongue began to heal. She was able to get words out, but ended each sentence with a howl of pain. I need to peel the potatoes now. Ah! It took several days for the healing process to allow Mrs. H to return to normal, and then she made up for lost time. There was so much to be said. So much had been bottled up for days. On one occasion, we were watching a film on DVD. Out came those famous words. Just pause it. I want to get my slippers. Oh, by the way, it was almost 3/4 hour before we got back to the film, by which time I had lost track of what was going on. But it's good to have Mrs. H back in full voice. Life at Shady Pines was quite strange while she was tongue-tied. Meals now consist of more than soups and soft fruit. Oh, it is a relief to be back on solids.
Thank you, Neil. Do send Mrs. H, or Matron, our best wishes and let her know that we do like to keep up with the latest news from the Shady Pines Home for the Bewildered.